All right, so I guess we got some exclusive surveillance footage from a ride over the El Paso border. Guys, let's go ahead and jump into this immediately. I'm definitely liking kind of how things are moving so far, though. We are definitely seeing a downward trend of the amount of people that are actually flooding through the border in an illicit manner. We're seeing that. So I think that's a really good thing. So what Trump is doing is working. He's putting the pressure 100% on Mexico to stop the movement of people through their country directly towards the United States of America. Congratulations, bro. I think we're winning. But let's jump into it. This is a suggestion via Discord, guys.
Last night, Fox News went on an exclusive nighttime helicopter ride over the El Paso border sector. Brooke Taylor was on that helicopter ride. Tell us, okay. Brooke, what kind of technology are they using?
Thermal, infrared, night vision.
We saw so many groups of migrants cross over illegally. They even cut a hole in the border wall. Many of them.
I don't think she heard him.
To get through. But something that El Paso sector right now, this is the sector where there's the highest number of gotaways.
So yeah.
This means illegal migrants who are trying to evade capture. The night before our ride along on Wednesday, border agents told us they had zero gotaways. That is the first time in years.
Bro, congratulations, guys.
They'll pick up bodies north, making their way through the rocks.
Fox News gets an exclusive look from the skies at what agents are up against each night.
All right, those two are crawling away.
Migrant after migrant.
I'm gonna try to run.
Yep.
All trying to evade Border Patrol agents.
Bro, you know we see you, right?
Yeah, that guy's still messing with the fence right there.
The two migrant groups just made a hole in the border wall. It's dark out, so what they don't realize, we're 5 miles away and can still watch their every move.
Bro, the disrespect is absolutely crazy. Like you know that is not yours. You have no problem destroying it. And then there's a group of people that want to say that you guys are not just like criminals doing this. Let me guess. Destroying someone else's property is not criminal? Almost by definition? Maybe I'm reaching. Could be a reach.
Well, it's kind of halfway through the fence there.
The helicopter, armed with a high-tech camera equipped for night vision. A software system then overlays the live camera feed, making it easy for agents with the air and marine operations to pinpoint where the migrants are.
Yeah, so we just had three come through a breach right here. You can see their buddies on the south side.
The agents point a laser only night vision goggles can pick up.
Keep coming, keep coming, yep. Keep coming.
And then communicate and guide Border Patrol agents.
Keep rolling, until you're stopped. Keep going for another 25 yards.
Our camera crew on the ground then captured agents.
Guys, I bet if on the other side of that, I bet that looks like witchcraft.
Keep rolling, until you're stopped. Keep going for another 25 yards.
Our camera crew on the ground then captured agents apprehend a 19-year-old from Mexico and another man from Guatemala.
This is going to be an all-night game. I mean, this is a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week profession.
Right. So I guess my question is here, guys.
And agents told us this was the first week that they saw Border Patrol vehicles and National Guard vehicles stationed in these crucial spots. Before this new administration, they said they were spread so thin, they just didn't have the manpower to do that store.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can only imagine, like, if Biden was in office specifically right now, that's nothing. That's completely fine. No, they just cut a hole into our border wall. It's completely fine. You know, let them in. It's fine. Like, give them, I don't know, hot tea and crumpets. I don't know. What do you give people? Give them food cards and let them stay in a $1,000 a night hotel and things like that. I don't know. I'm making things up right now. But you get what I'm saying here. Like, that's what I can imagine would have probably happened. I'm just, again, glad that we are seeing actual changes at the border, bro. Like, I'm just happy about that. We need that. We need probably more than that, to be honest here. Listen, I have no problem with the concept of immigration. I have none. Zero. Just do it the correct way. Oh, you have to wait some time before you can actually come through? Then wait. Wait, unless you are actually like a refugee or you actually qualify for asylum. These things, those are probably the only like caveats to that statement that I made here, guys. Right? That's it. But you still need to go through an actual border to be recognized as those things. Okay? Just keep it legal. That's it. We are a country of laws. We are a country of immigrants. All of these things. I get it. Again, I have no problem with the concept of immigration. Just do it the correct way, bro. That's it. But in the meantime, you guys all have an absolutely amazing day. Enjoy your day thoroughly.